Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Bop-a-dee, bop-a-dee-dee-dee, it's easy with the birds and the bees and the 1-2-3s. And we're back with Southern Charm season. What season is this?
5?
More than that. 6?
You know what? I'm going to try this. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Courtney from LA.
And this is Mary from the Bay.
And she's feeling herself. She's feeling herself.
What season are we on Southern Charm?
I feel like 9.
No. No.
8. Season 8. Honestly, guys, I got to say, I was not looking for, I was like, okay, Southern Charm, whatever. I was like, there's nothing. I was like, this episode was fun.
I like it because I think they have a lot of more people in the cast, and yeah. I think that's working for them.
Well, and I like to, first off, I love that it's Naomi comes back and she's the star.
Yes.
Like she is the star. It is, I mean, as it should be. I just love her so much. And I love that she literally comes back and says like, I thought I had it all. I was moving to New York with my boyfriend. This was like my future, my forever. And she's like, and then 10 days in, I found out he was cheating on me and I had to come back to Charleston with my tail between my legs and move into this amazing house.
I know.
Like, wait, this house is amazing.
What is that house?
It's gorgeous. Like
it's insane. It's huge. Does she live there alone?
Maybe.
Is it her mom's house?
Whose house is it? It's a family house and she lives in it because didn't her mom like they lived in France too?
I know the father passed.
Right. But I think maybe like they split time between there.
Okay.
Either way. Great. You know what? I'd live in that house with my mom.
I would too.
Me too. Yeah. I'd live in it with roommates too, if I needed to, just to afford it, you know?
Right. Okay. Also, I loved Olivia Flowers. Mm-hmm. I think she is amazing. I didn't think I was going to like her so much.
She's too good for him.
Well, they're not together anymore.
They're not? How do you know?
Okay. So,
okay.
I'm a stalker.
Okay. Love it.
And
we love someone who stalks.
When I was trying to hang out with Shep when he was here, Olivia was on the trip with them.
Okay.
But this week was Austin's birthday and he was in New York and Olivia wasn't there. After the episode, I DM'd Shep and I said, oh, great episode.
Don't get him in trouble.
It looks like a lot has happened since filming. Like, cause I was like wanting him to confirm it basically. And I was like, it looks like Catherine and her guy aren't together anymore. And same with Austin and Olivia. And he's like, yeah, but me and Taylor are going strong. I was like, all right, thanks for confirming that for me.
He didn't not confirm it, but his non-confirmation was a confirmation for you.
I mean, do you need me to read the text?
No, it's not a text. I don't need to. Yeah, a text. No, babe, that was a DM because he doesn't want you texting him. Okay.
I wrote, I loved Olivia and Caleb, but Catherine and him don't appear to be together anymore. And same with Olivia and Austin. I guess it's almost been a year since filming. He's like, yeah, people think it happened yesterday. Lots has changed, but me and Tay are A-okay.
So see, I still don't think that's a full confirmation.
And then it says, I'm going to have a rough few moments though. Nervous. It was the drunkest season ever. And that's saying a lot.
That is insane to say that this is the drunkest season ever compared to what we've previously seen.
Right. Agree. I think he's like nervous about the one fight, like the physical fight.
He's not in that though. The one with Austin and Craig by the car and their dad bods, like,
no, but then him and Austin get into
it. He says, I can't believe I share the same oxygen as you, which is such a good line.
It is.
Like, I don't know. I just thought it was such an interesting dynamic because, okay, this looks like it was filmed after Summer House.
Yes, I agree. Okay. Like September.
Yeah, like right after Summer House stopped filming, I feel like it went into to Southern Charm, right? Because Austin and Craig aren't really talking at this point because one, the stuff with Sierra that happened on Summer House, remember? He said like we didn't talk for 2 months. And then it sounds like there was something else that happened too.
So is it after Kyle and Amanda's wedding? Because that was like end of September.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't believe it. I mean, it's not before because I thought, oh, maybe this is before Summer House. And we're like, but it's like now it's so funny because now we're on this like multiverse timeline, right? So like you now have to match up how other shows have gone within the filming schedules to be like, okay, the drama, because we have like crossovers happening. Like, okay, the drama here happened, you know, in 2021. And then this happened in the fall of 2020, like all these things because, you know, they're on so many different shows.
Yeah.
So I think.
Well, and Winter House.
Oh, right. Well, Winter House. Right. So Winter House is after Southern Charm, it sounds like. But it's just funny. Because, and then Winter House was also before the Southern or the Summer House reunion.
Right. See, God, these timelines.
I mean, it's so hard. It's so hard to
follow. And just tell us the timeline.
Like, and then like Summer House has to be starting in a couple of weeks because July 4th is soon.
Yeah. And they're currently in Italy. Amanda's in Italy.
Amanda, Paige, Sierra, I believe is in France.
And, Andrea is in Italy too.
Ugh.
Paige went with her family.
Guys, is Andrea coming back?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just have a feeling.
Who else? Will Luke come back?
I mean, I said no, but people seem to disagree with me.
I disagree. Well, I think he will. But
Carl and Lindsay moved in together.
Right.
Alex will not come back. So it's going to be Carl for our and Lindsay. Are they going to get the master bedroom?
Is that the drama?
I don't know. So they moved in together. Then it's we'll have Kyle and Amanda. Then we'll have Paige. So like, is maybe Craig okay? So just like be in the summer house all summer.
Well, so someone DM. So Vanita did a Q&A.
Okay.
On IG, like maybe like a week or two ago, and someone said like, "Oh, will we ever see you on Summer House?" or a question like that or something. And she tagged Craig and Austin. And said, hey, are you guys going to let me move into the Summer House or something like that? We're insinuating that Craig and Austin would be back on Summer House this year.
Which, because we don't know what happened in Winter House, you know?
Right. You're so right, because there could have been all this stuff that happened where we're like, oh, wait, like, I'm just trying to figure out, will Austin be likable after this season of Southern Charm? Because the S's are really getting me. I'm like Sergio over here. I can't say any of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Will... Like he had he came out of Summer House looking horrible. So will he look better on Southern Charm?
He could redeem himself a little bit, but I'm not sure.
I think it actually depends on how he handles the Madison situation and how he treats Olivia.
It's going to a lot about Olivia too. Yes. You know,
like,
and I loved in her confessional. She's like, oh my God, he was like sweating when he saw his ex. Like clearly he's not over that one. Like,
well, and then when he was like talking, kind of like talking a little shit on her in front of the group, and like Olivia was there, and I'm like, that is not good, because if you talk about an ex that way, your next girlfriend doesn't want to be a part of, like, if we break up, you better not say that kind of stuff about me either. Olivia's good, and she comes from money. So like, she doesn't like, I need to know how she was cast on the show though.
I think she just like lives in Charleston with her parents.
No, I know.
Right.
I'm sure there's a bunch of people that live in Charleston with or without their parents.
Yeah, maybe they're just like,
did somebody recommend her?
They wanted some new blood. But where's Leva's husband?
He never wanted to be on the show.
That like annoys me though. I'm like, you're really going to go to an event? Yeah, you're going to an event without your husband? I think that's strange.
He's so hot too.
Yeah. And where's your kid? Also,
yo, wait, what do you mean? The kid was there. She said that mommy needs to make money so she can buy you your toys.
Right. Right. Do you also think that Catherine's not allowed to talk about the kids on camera?
Guys, I don't know why Catherine is even on this show. She appeared on my screen. I was like, I don't want her. I don't need her. She's a hot mess. And then I was like, texting
you. I love
you,
her
like,
boyfriend.
Caleb should be the star.
He is a star. He seems like so grounded, so centered.
How are they together? That's what I don't understand.
Yet, like spiraled out. Like when she's losing it at her own birthday party that she leaves early.
And the makeup situation there.
Yeah, because the retinol. She's peeling.
But no, not even, it was gone. The makeup was just gone everywhere around her mouth. And the red lip wasn't the best choice.
You can't stand Catherine.
I can't stand her.
Do you think she's not allowed to talk about the kids on the show?
Maybe.
Does she have any custody right now? I heard the rumor that she didn't have any custody.
Ugh, sure that's true.
That's like horrible when Thomas is the one that has the full custody.
I'm pissed off. What? See, this is why the show is so problematic, Mary.
I know.
You miss?
Oh, he's so crazy. It's interesting to watch.
No.
Okay.
No, we don't. For the entertainment shock value, but as a human being, no.
He's a bad person. I like that whole Ashley thing was so wild. She has a baby now. Like that was just a wild ride.
Like, do you think she family?
He's a sperm donor.
Like, do you think like she looks back on like? Do you think she's of sane mind now and just kind of realize like what the?
She used to DM us. She used to DM us and trying to like get us to say stuff.
Really?
You
remember that?
Yeah.
No, I'm a 10-second Tom over here. I don't know these things.
No, she would like. She like tried to be on the podcast, and we were like, we can't promote you. Like I'm low, I'll go low, but we can't do that. We can't go that low. I have been to Patricia Atchell's house.
Also, Michael, who looked fabulous. She looked amazing. I was like, damn, that looks good.
And poor Michael, he had the stroke, so he's paralyzed. And
he seems to be doing really well. Like, but he's like,
18 years. They were together for 18 years.
I mean, talk about a confidant, a best friend. It's like wild. And so it's like Whitney.
Oh, God. That's like, he's like, God damn it. You guys were all just outside and you're shitting in the kitchen. I'm going to spray some vodka in.
Okay. Here's something that bothers me though. If you take the shit and you put it just in the trash can, but you don't take the trash out, that is gross.
Yeah.
Either take the poop and put in a poop bag and put it outside in the trash can. Do not put it in the home trash or put it in the toilet and flush it down. Whitney, the house does not need to smell like shit.
Well, and apparently Whitney and Naomi hooked up. And are we going to get to see that this season?
Look, I love Naomi and her fuck girl stages. She's fucking Craig in Vegas. She's fucking Whitney on the show. She's just doing what she needs to.
I also don't believe that she was calling Craig and like being like, I love you so much. And like, let's get back together. I don't believe that at all.
No, I think she's like, I don't want to put a higher. I don't want to get a higher number. I'll just go
who
back to
who said
next.
She was doing that.
Craig.
Did Craig said it?
I'm pretty sure Craig said that. That like Craig basically insinuated like if Paige wasn't going to be at the party, that like Naomi would try to take him home that night. And like, maybe, but like, there's so many wires crossed, right? Like Craig's telling people but he didn't say like Austin and Shepard, like, no, it didn't happen. They like are believing it. And then at one point when Austin says, Craig, you're such a good liar. I'm like, have you not seen any of the seasons?
Yeah.
He told people he passed that bar for years.
Right. No. Well, and then like Shepard heard the Vegas thing, and then Austin was the one that was denying it for Craig.
Right.
But I also wonder like off camera, if Naomi and Craig were like, all right, like, did they come to this decision to share this or, you know what I mean?
No, but this brings me back to the multiverse timeline of when Craig basically told Paige and Summerhouse, like, well, we'll know when we want to be exclusive, right? Because he's like, I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
Right.
And I'm going to probably hook up with my ex-girlfriend.
Right.
You know, the whole thing's just like there's just so many hands in the cookie pot.
Yeah.
Is that the line? Cookie jar?
Yeah.
Cookie jar.
And then I also like laughed. Like he's like, the things, this is Craig, the things that bothered Naomi about me don't bother Paige.
It's like, cause you guys are in the honeymoon stage and you like see each other on FaceTime.
4 days on, 4 days off. That's what they do.
Do you believe that timeline?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not all the time.
Yeah.
He's in New York a lot. Like he was in New York, like without her, cause she's been in Italy.
Feel like Craig would go to New York more than she would go to Charleston. Except during maybe like filming, because Shep had also said, like, when he saw Paige, he's like, oh, I haven't seen you since. And it was like Memorial Day weekend. So like May. And if this is September, October that they're filming this, when is Catherine Dennis's birthday? That's what we should be looking up. This is going to give us our timeline.
The Catsby. Also, all the women were like dressed the same. I was happy that Leva put on the red because everyone just was wearing like white.
Sparkles. Wait, this is August 6th.
That makes sense.
1991. August? That's when Summer House is in full swing of filming.
No, but maybe they like did her birthday like 3 weeks later, you know? Early September. What is the filming timeline? Do you want me to DM Shep?
What did he No, say he's never going to trust you when you're reading his DMs online into a podcast. Don't. I'm sure he's definitely listening to this right now. Totally. Okay. I also have to say, I love that Vanita is a full-time cast member. I love her.
Yeah. Madison is not.
It's just so interesting to me why she's not. And I wonder if she would, like, I'm so curious if she was asked back full-time or if she came, because like Madison also doesn't seem like someone who would come on as a friend of.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So like, was there just not enough drama, or did she decide halfway through filming that she didn't want to be a part of it? What I do love is how flustered Austin gets around her.
I know. It's like, amazing.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay. So let's start like kind of back at the beginning.
Okay. Catherine's staging her boyfriend. Craig's at the store. Taylor and Shep are kissing in bed.
With little Craig.
Little Craig.
Dog Craig. Yep.
Right. And then Vanita goes to Naomi's house to pick her up for tennis.
And I'm like, okay, I like the relationship that they have a past with each other.
Yeah.
And
they went to high school together.
But Vanita was a dork and Naomi was popular and 12 out of 12 on the tennis team, which honestly is, I love it.
Did you think she was good at tennis as a tennis player?
No.
Oh, right.
Got it.
No.
But
I'm just so glad.
Wait. It's okay. Not in a bad way. They didn't claim to be a Jill Zarin or a Ramona Singer out there, you know?
I also saw something that like Craig and Matul were at the same party in New York. Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh.
Recently?
Yes. Like over the weekend.
Do you think that Craig walked up to him and was like, I curse the day you were born. Like Charlotte York in Sex and the City?
No, I don't think he did. Oh, that
dang it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine though?
It would have been good. He probably watches Sex and the City like Louis.
Yeah, him and Louis, that's probably their favorite show.
Louis's like, I'm a Carrie. He is. He's like, I'm the Carrie.
I'm like, Carrie's the worst character by far.
She's the most selfish.
The worst. Then I got to wondering, is anybody wondering about me? Okay. So then Naomi's just saying Craig and her, they met up in Vegas. That's all she's going to say. Then we get Craig and Paige, they're FaceTiming and we get to, they like flashback to them, like making out in the elevator, which is, I always thought was like, you wrote so it annoying. Here too. So lame. And I was like, I don't need to see that.
Well, they're not the power couple people intended. I also felt like Paige was like really kind of shy and a little nervous being at this party. And then even says like, oh, well, like in New York, we do this. But I feel like, it's like kind of nice to see her like
not be the queen bee in a sense.
Yeah.
She has to like fight her way for these friendships.
Right.
Right. But yeah. So, you know, he's finally back into his house, by the way, too.
Right.
The house
he put down his own floorboards, guys.
They look nice.
Yeah.
I like but in a typical Craig fashion, they're like, I like that it's not finished.
Never. There'll always be a project.
Like, where's Anna Hayward? She's got to finish it off for him, you know?
Right.
So Austin and Shep, they meet. Austin orders Trop Hop. It's probably the only bar in town that serves it.
Awesome. And he's like, I have been asexual for
it's called celibate, but sure. Mature. Mm-hmm. I love to like, it's like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, I like Olivia. And she's like at the gym. He's like, oh, you're, she's like, oh, I'm sweating. He's like, me too. She's like, I know. He's like, we should like totally get a drink. She's like, okay.
I thought it was cute when he picked her up though. Like, it did feel like prom. And then I love the mom calling him out on his school shoes because they were weird and they were ugly.
Well then, okay. So then I started wondering though, I went too deep. Okay. So I don't know if you remember a movie with one Joshua Jackson called Skulls.
Yes, I know. It was also
Paul Walker.
Yes. I know exactly. I think I owned it.
Is it Leslie Bibb? Was she the girl? She's the annoying one dating Sam Rockwell now. Anyways, it's like about these underground secret societies. And I was like, oh, maybe they thought Austin was like in one. They're like, you don't wear the emblem on your shoes. I went deep thinking that they were like, is he a skull and bones kind of guy?
Oh my gosh.
That was too deep. That went too deep.
Yeah, right? That was a little.
It was just deep. Ugly shoes.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like that it was like, they were literally like picking her up for prom, basically.
So cute. Yeah. It was adorable.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Okay. Let's
talk about Catherine and Caleb. So they moved in after 6 months. Okay. Catherine is so dumb. And why I love some things that she says is she's like, I'm dating a guy at a cadence and at a pace. And it was like, Like she was trying to say like, basically like, this is a relationship that's like not a 0 to 100 or whatever. But the way she said it was just like, well, honestly, any relationship with like is like that. It's more the timing of it all. But sure. Tell us more, Catherine. Right. Do you love this bleach blonde on her?
Yes, I like the blonde, but I love her red. I love Caleb. I think he's a really nice guy.
I don't understand why they're together. I mean, I know they're not now, but I don't get it because it just seems like she's just so erratic and like talk about getting...
How old do you think he is?
Okay. That's a great question. I feel like he's late 30s.
I feel like he's older.
Like a 38 maybe?
What do you think his job is? I don't know if he has one.
Yeah. No. I'm not sure.
That's a little troubling. But we don't know. Maybe he really does have a job. You know?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure. His last name is Ravenel. So she's just...
That is so... weird. That is crazy.
His Instagram, it says hashtag Charleston Charmer.
Okay.
And business inquiries, you can email Caleb Ravenel at gmail.com. So I don't believe he has a manager.
Okay.
What does he do? I don't know. Maybe there's family money.
Okay.
He's, he's an ambassador to Bud Light Seltzers.
Okay.
Let's see.
Make some money on that.
He walks around the city often and takes pictures of that.
Got it.
Sunday scroll.
Haha. It's like stroll, but scroll because you're on the IG. Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't have a lot of info on him, but I loved him. I felt like he's a good guy. And
what I'm saying. I think he's just so like, this is someone she should be with, but I don't know what the win is for him unless it's the TV show he wanted to be on.
Well, and it's hard to know. I'm mad we know that they're not together anymore, you know?
I get it.
Yeah. Because I wish they were.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like Catherine like tie shopping for him. That was just like so awkward. Like she just goes alone to this tie shop and has to like,
he might be Sunday scrolling.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like, I just don't like her. It's hard for me. Like her scenes. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care.
What did you think about John Pringle?
I kind of missed him.
Yeah. I wanted more of an update. So he's not like a full cast member. He
seems like a friend of, I believe that he's like, he falls in the Madison Whitney category over there, but you know, I don't know. There's something like very likable about him. I think because this is not an insult. Like, I think because he's like, not a like hot, he's just kind of like disarming and just like, and maybe because he's like the least bad of all the boys.
That's true.
Which is like, he's not the best, but he's the least bad.
Right. Well, and I don't know whose side I am on for this fight. So Craig is like, you know, I stopped answering their phone calls. Like Shep just tears me down. He like was like, Taylor made him come to my opening. He doesn't believe in me. He's jealous. And, you know, I just don't
need Craig's side.
Like
that. I'm on Craig's side. I think Craig is on to something that I think Shep and Austin are both kind of jealous. Like Shep, it's like he didn't have like, what has Shep done on the show? He hasn't had like any business ventures. He hasn't like, he had like relationship, which was sure. But I mean, I'm just saying like, I think Craig is kind of the standout star of Southern Charm in a sense. Like,
I mean, he made $200,000 off the store in 3 months.
Listen, we have the pillows. They are great.
It's good. They're good quality.
They are great. They sent us a tote bag too. I love the tote bag. I actually use it like weekly.
I use it
as a grocery bag.
Yeah. It's like thick.
Yeah, I have they've sent us a hat that said, "What's wrong with my sewing?" I've worn that plenty of times.
Do people comment on it?
No.
I don't
get close enough for people to read it.
Okay.
You know, sure. Stay away 6 feet.
I just don't know who I trusted in this relationship. I always root for Shep. I don't know why.
But remember that, I mean, that season, he literally called his dog Craig to be insulting to Craig. And like, remember that he's always kind of had this thing where he wants to like tear Craig down.
Yeah.
And Craig is always kind of the scapegoat for him. And I think Austin is jealous because I think Austin has Trop Hop. It's in one bar in Charleston. I'm sure it's in multiple. I'm just saying here, you know, but right. Like, I just think that Craig has had a good amount of luck.
Success. A lot of success.
Totally. And I could totally see them being jealous. And guys, Craig is, to me, is the best looking of the group.
I agree. Wait, so when Craig and Austin weren't talking, were they still doing pillows and beer, or did it go on hiatus for a little bit? Ooh. Are they like very consistent?
I have never listened.
I tried to listen once. It was kind of challenging.
Let's see if there was like a break. I also don't, maybe during like quote unquote filming, they don't do the pod.
I'd just be curious if it's out weekly.
Let me tell you.
I could see them being a little inconsistent.
So we had one last Friday. We had one June 12th, June 3rd, May 26th, May 19th. Okay. May 6th.
Pretty consistent. So it
seems they're relatively consistent, but I'm going to go deeper. Like let's go as like last year.
Yeah. Let's go for last summer.
Yeah. Okay. Let me scroll. I mean, okay. So look, so it was October 7th. October 1st, but October 1st was the flashback Friday, the first recording. Then it was August 26th.
Oh, so that was their hiatus when they weren't talking. Okay, interesting.
Perhaps. Well, what happens in Vegas, August 5th.
That's what he says?
Well, that's the episode title, What Happens in Vegas. Oh, let's look at what this... In this episode, the boys discuss Craig's weekend in Vegas and lunch with a quote-unquote old friend. So it must be on the podcast. Guys, if anybody's listened to this, please let us know. I wonder if on the podcast, Craig denies it. And that's why Austin is also mad totally because they did it on a podcast and they're not breaking that fourth wall.
You're totally right.
Wow. Okay, so then
you are a detective, MKEPI.
Let me tell you how wrong I am all the time. And I always say this to friends. I'm seeing this and it is based on nothing. There is no evidence to back it, just conviction.
I'm down with this theory. And okay. I think you solved the mystery today. Right here, you heard it first.
Well, they try to say girls. October 7th is quote unquote season 2, episode 1. So I don't know. You know, August 26th, the episode is titled Aloha. Is that hello or goodbye? You know, right. We don't know, but the boys discuss some current events to rant about.
Did they go to Hawaii?
Explain where they are and have been.
Oh, because they're in Hawaii or something.
Yeah. No, I think it's a hello or a goodbye. That could be goodbye because then season 2 starts October 1st.
Got it.
You know, so. Interesting. And then October 21st was season 2 episode, Winter is Coming. So they're talking about Winter House. Got it. Huh.
Interesting. Another mystery solved on air with,
but maybe not girls. Solved at all. Again, you know what? No evidence, it just dates.
Let's just take a quick break.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG.
And we're back.
Solve the mystery. We're really making ourselves giggle over here because this is, again, based on nothing, just because the episode probably is like, actually, guys, we're going on hiatus. So we'll be back because we're going to do some filming or something. Like, yeah. I feel, you know, but we're like, they weren't talking. It's like, no, they were just filming.
Right.
But I do remember, I feel like I remember seeing something that there were some episodes that felt like there was a lot of contention. Like, there was a lot of like, do these people like each other? So maybe, you know, they said, hey, take some time.
Speaking of people that don't like each other. Uh-huh. So Catherine decides to be the bigger person and invite Naomi to her party.
The producer said, everyone's coming to this party.
And Catherine is like, I just want her to apologize to me because, you know, she blasted me on Instagram, like shame on me for spreading these rumors about Jason and Cameron, which she did. So screwed up.
I'm like, wait, you want an apology for what? For you messing up?
It makes zero sense.
But honestly, Catherine makes zero sense. So
No, Catherine was the one telling Shep that that Naomi said, oh, they want to be exclusive and I love you, which also doesn't make sense because Naomi and Catherine aren't even talking. So how would she even know that? She heard it from Craig. Because Craig and Catherine have always been friendship.
Remember their overnight in a sand dune?
They've always had an interesting friendship and Catherine has hooked up with Shep with Craig, probably not Austin,
Whitney and Thomas.
Oh my God. Yeah. And Shep still sees her as that 21-year-old girl. Oh my God. She was
older. They stay the same age.
I mean, isn't it like she literally had two of
this Thomas poor girl.
It's crazy. She is a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah.
She is. She's a fighter.
I'm
just sad that her and Caleb didn't work out.
I mean, maybe the show will bring them back together. Or maybe not. Maybe he'll end up with someone worthy of him.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe Naomi and him will hook up. Who knows?
Naomi, good for her getting around.
Mm-hmm. She in her fuck girl phase, and I love it. I love it so much. Why is it just for the boys?
Yeah, no, she can do whatever she wants.
Okay. So I also love to, it's like, you know, I love to, this is why I like love the women on these shows too, because I feel like these women are like so much stronger. Like Taylor owns her own condo.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that. They don't live together, but Shep's like, but she's here 5 or 6 days a week. Sometimes she gives me a day off. I'm like, Shep, what is it? Just be with her.
I know. I wonder what's going to happen with this relationship. I think it's really funny. She's like, well, yeah, I have a Pinterest wedding board. And Shep's like, she doesn't put that pressure on me.
Yeah. She's like, you know, it's not a conventional relationship. I'm like, well, something's getting lost in the translation. Like, remember last summer, there was like a picture floating around that looked like Shep had proposed to Taylor.
Yes.
And then people were like, oh my God, is this Shep? And he's like, no.
I think it's actually going to happen pretty soon.
I mean, I hope so. for her or for, I mean, if this is what they want, you know, it just seems, come on.
Well, she has next season board. She clearly wants it.
I mean, they lead you to believe that this might be their wedding at the end of the season, but we know it's for dog Craig wedding. The dog.
Yeah. Who does he marry?
That's the surprise. Watch what happens
at Patricia's house.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Then I felt so bad for Olivia. So, you know, Madison shows up to the party and Austin's like, oh, I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. Like, you know, and then he tries to introduce Olivia to Madison, but like Madison, like kind of walks away, but I don't think intentionally, but it was so uncomfortable for Olivia. I felt bad for Olivia, you know?
I don't even think Olivia cares. Cool. I don't think Olivia cares though. That's the thing. I think she's kind of like, well, whatever. It's like Austin making it a bigger deal. Like, I don't think Olivia cares to meet Madison.
Yeah.
And I don't think Madison cares. Like, I think that not in like a bad way. I just don't think either of them are in the other's bubble, you know?
So do you think also Madison, you said Madison's boyfriend lives in California.
San Diego, I believe. Yeah.
So they're just going to like, they have a different relationship kind of like
they don't like long distance. Time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that I heard recently that they bought something together and I want to say it's in Charleston.
No, it is. She showed the whole house. It's gorgeous.
Okay. So.
And then I feel like she's getting married like any day now.
Good for her. It'll probably be on Amazon Live.
As for some reason, I thought it was going to be Edgewood in Tahoe, but not. She had mentioned that she went.
Oh, I was like, wait, I was like, based on absolutely no evidence. Like they in that story. Oh, okay. Where do you think they're getting married? Edgewood, where the Edgewood, lady.
Oh, where they had the Beverly Hills.
Oh, I thought you said you thought that, but then you're not thinking that. But you do still think that it could be a location.
It could be a location.
Okay.
But I can't imagine her like telling everyone that her wedding location before.
I could.
Okay.
I think she tells us a lot.
Mm-hmm. She's thirsty. She's got a great body. And she does prolong, guys.
Oh, and she also had a mommy makeover too, as she told us last season at the reunion. Did you also see, also Craig and Madison did an episode of watching the reunion back like a week or two ago?
Yeah. And he was like horrified because he was drunk at it.
Yeah, but now they're like good friends. And I'm like, what does this mean for Austin?
There's like alliances.
Wait. Are Craig and Austin the Blair and Serena of Charleston?
Maybe. I feel like there's no alliances with everybody.
They are 100%. Who's Blair and who's Serena?
Madison's Blair.
No. The choices are Austin or Craig.
Neither of them is Blair. Madison is Blair.
No.
It's not how it worked.
I feel like Craig is the Serena and Blair and the Blair is Austin, even though neither of them. Like, I just feel like.
Sure.
Like, I think that Craig is more whimsical in the Serena role. Yeah. Sure. Maybe there is no Blair, but they're like, they're frenemies.
How much do you think Paige will be on the show?
4 days on, 4 days off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing. We like Paige. I think you're right in this dynamic. I think she'll actually be more likable.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is going to be good PR. Maybe they become the first couple of Bravo after this season.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Probably not. Okay. So here too, right? So Catherine is also mad at Vanita.
For what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, because I think like she was vocal about talking about racism in the previous season or something. There's something like Catherine doesn't want to be accountable for anything. She's mad at Vanita. And then so like when they all come into this party and they say hi, Catherine's like, I can't believe Naomi didn't apologize to me right away. And I'm like, I don't think you're getting that apology. And then something happens. It like turns in Catherine. Catherine I don't know drinks. If it's a three champagnes.
Yeah, it is. That's
and
what, exactly.
And all of a sudden she's like,
she's drunk.
I need to get angry, people. Yeah. I need to get angry. And she's like, she comes in her and then Caleb and her are outside. He's like calming her down. She's like, I want to leave. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. It's my own party. I'm getting out of here. It's like, actually, it's very like Jay Gatsby of you. You know, like Jay Gatsby would never really hang out with anyone at the parties.
Oh, she was so going
she's
with really,
she's playing a part. She's playing a part.
I see.
Yeah. She watched The Great Gatsby. She's like, okay, I'm going to pull my own Leo here.
Right.
And so then she like, it's just so funny. So he's like, she's like, I'm ready to go home. She like walks in and then all of a sudden just like kind of turns her head and sees Naomi. And she's like, and another thing.
You aren't better than anyone. You're fake. And Naomi's like literally like,
what?
She's like, you fight so dirty, Catherine. Like, I'm not scared of you, Catherine. And Catherine's like, you're so condescending, Naomi. You're fake.
She's like, you're a petty bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And then she's like, I'm leaving. And it's like, again, this is your party. So like nobody cares if you like, I mean, you're leaving your own party. Like you're cutting off your nose expensive. Despite your fate.
It looked really nice.
There were 1,000 feathers. They ordered 1,000 feathers.
It looked great, I thought. I would have gone to that party.
I agree. And then I was like, where is this being held?
Looks like a yacht club.
Yeah, I had so many questions. Like, I also was like thinking about it. I was like thinking about the Bad Boys of Southern Charm. I was like, where is JD these days? Ooh, is he still with Elizabeth?
I think so.
And did they claim bankruptcy?
What about the other woman, Jennifer?
Oh my God.
Jennifer
Snowden. Yes. She was like the Kim D of like
totally.
Southern Charm.
Totally.
And like, but you know who I'm missing? I want Danny. Where's Danny?
Yeah, I feel like she
might come back. I don't think she filmed, but I would love to see her in the background.
Yeah.
You know,
again. But then who? Okay. So like Craig's like, you guys are so mean to me behind my back. And Chef's like, I haven't seen you in months. So like, whose side are you on with that?
I'm still on Craig's side in this. I think that there is, I think like Craig can
so
be like
so you think Shep is jealous?
100%.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, like this show.
I think it is interesting though, like how Shep was like, well, you know, basically Shep's always had money. So he's like, it's just interesting now that he's like coming up and how he's treating his friends.
But I'm also like, you've never treated him very nicely. So like, I guess he's just figuring out what money is like and. I don't know. I agree. There's something about Shep that I really like. Cause I also think, Shep is when Shep is at his best, he's at his best. You know what I mean?
I love Shep. I don't know if it's just because I've met him or.
Mary, if you want to get rid of Taylor and take her place, just let us know. Send him a quick DM.
I don't want to date Shep.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But I want to be his friend.
Yes.
Take me to Hawaii. Let's come visit me in SF. Let's go to that Giants game.
Let's laugh.
I just want to laugh with Shep.
It's a real text that she sent me.
Yeah. I just want to laugh with Shep.
I just want to laugh with Shep. And on that note,
I love you guys.
I'm here for the season.
Into Southern Charm. And thanks for listening.
We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.